good afternoon, church. This is very fun. First time I've said that, and it's very exciting to see you all here. This is our youth-led all-age service. It's very nice to have you. As you can see, youth-led has grown our team a little bit, and that's really lovely to see. We're really excited to have a big team to just help lift your worship a little bit to the Lord, and today we're going to be talking a little bit about mental health and how that can affect all of us sometimes. We'll start out with a prayer. Father God, we thank you for being with us. We thank you for being with us at any time of the day, that we can gather and meet and praise you at any time of the day. We thank you for your joy, the joy that passes all, the peace that passes all understanding. And we thank you for your presence right now. Lord, whatever we need out of this service, we pray that you're able to deliver it to us and that everyone here is touched. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Yeah. So, the songs that we've picked today, all of the songs are also picked by the young people. All of the songs that we've picked today also have an aspect of mental health. So the first one, the joy of the Lord is my strength, that we can rely on God in any situation. But also in this song, all the people said amen. All of the verses, it says, you are not alone if you are lonely. When you feel afraid, you're not the only. We are all the same in need of mercy. And it's to be forgiven and be free. It's all you've got to lean on, but thank God it's all you need. I think that's such a beautiful verse. So we're going to start with that, and then a well-known hymn that we're going to sing two verses of.
Thank you.
So a lot of the time when we can be having mental health struggles, we can sort of be saying, where is God in this, and where is where can I sort of look in the Bible to help me get through this? And I think the Psalms is such a beautiful the Psalms written by David are such beautiful places to look, because David was so crushed of a man sometimes. He really had some low moments, but he was also a king. And so it doesn't matter what position you are, who you are, but God can carry you through hard times. This next song, we're going to have drums by our new drummer. It's very exciting to see people in the youth coming up and learning more to play. And so this is Above All Powers. Really take your time, I think, to reflect on this song.
Today.
We now have Nathan giving us a short message.
Well, good evening, everyone. Afternoon, sorry. Still setting into the evening service ways. It's so good to see you all this afternoon. This is the inaugural all-age afternoon service, and I'm so excited, and it's good to see you all. Thank you for the good turnout for this first service, and thanks to our young people for leading us, Danny and the team. All of that. It's so good to see so many young people out using their gifts to glorify God. And what about Joel? His introduction to the drums in front of you all. And let's give him a hand. And over several weeks now, we've been rehearsing and been trying to pass on some of my knowledge of the drums, what I do know, to some of our young people. We have three young people who are training on every Friday. And Joel today made his debut, and you'll be seeing the other two in the forthcoming services. So we give God thanks for our young people. Well, as Danny mentioned, today we're looking at the subject of mental health. And of course, this is a very relevant subject today. And much has been said, much has been recorded of late about mental health. And I'm so blessed that Danny saw fit to introduce this as a subject for today, because this is so relevant, not just for young people, but for all generations, all ages. We all have to deal and face with mental health to one degree or the other. So I want to look today at the Gospel according to Mark, Mark chapter 5, a familiar passage. Mark chapter 5, reading from verse number 1. And it reads like this. They went across the lake to the region of the Gerasenes. When Jesus got out of the boat, a man with an impure spirit came from the tombs to meet him. This man lived in the tombs, and no one could bind him anymore, not even with a chain. For he had often been chained hand and foot, but he tore the chains apart and broke the irons on his feet. No one was strong enough to subdue him. And night and day among the tombs and in the hills, he would cry out and cut himself with stones. When he saw Jesus from a distance, he ran and fell on his knees in front of him. He shouted from the top of his voice, "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? In God's name, don't torture me." For Jesus had said to him, "Come out of this man, you impure spirit." And Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" "My name is Legion," he replied, "for we are many." And he begged Jesus again not to send them out of the area. A large herd of pigs was feeding on the nearby hillside, and the demons begged Jesus, "Send us among the pigs, allow us to go into them." He gave them permission, and the impure spirits came out and went into the pigs. The herd was about 2,000 in number, rushed down into the steep bank, into the lake, and they were drowned. And those tending the pigs ran off and reported this in the town and in the countryside, and the people went out to see what had happened. And in verse 15, our final verse today, when they came to Jesus, they saw the man. They saw the man, the same man. They saw the man who had been possessed by a legion of demons, but this time he was sitting there, dressed and in his right mind. He was dressed and in his right mind. He was dressed and in his right mind. Friends, for just a short time, I want to share from God's word about the importance for mental health for all generations. As a young preacher, at the age of 17, when the Lord blessed me to preach, it's interesting, I used to sometimes remark by way of illustration to the congregation that I would preach. I would often say, I start off by saying things like this. When I was younger, and the congregation, just like you did, they would laugh at me as a 17-year-old because they couldn't understand how could I say when I was younger when I was only 17. And they were laughing at me to say, you are young. What do you mean when you were younger? The challenge with that is that nowadays, when I say when I was younger, I don't get any laughs anymore. Because seemingly I've got older. And as I was reflecting some weeks ago with a friend, we were talking about that as millennials, when we were growing up as children, how things, although it's not that long ago, so much has changed. So much has changed from my childhood, growing up in the early the 90s and the early 2000s. We didn't have social media at that time. We didn't have Instagram and Facebook and Twitter at that time. Some of the young people look at me as if I'm a dinosaur now. But, a world without Instagram, really? But we didn't have social media back then. And if you wanted to speak to your friend, you had to speak to your friend via face-to-face communication. Yes, we had the phone. Yes, we had mobile phones, those of us who were blessed to have one. But we didn't have social media that we could just talk to each other 24/7 like you can now. Things were a lot different. But it's interesting, although things have changed, one thing that has remained the same, and even going back before I was born, to those who can recall a time in your childhood, is that mental health struggles has always been around. Although historically and down through the years, we may not have paid too much attention to it as we do now, people have always struggled mentally down through the years. My first encounter with mental health, at a young age was when my friend James on my road in Catford, we got news and word that he had taken his life at a young age. I was in year 7 and that was my first real encounter. Didn't understand it. At that age, it was still the case of just running up and down, playing football and enjoying life, not having to worry about paying bills, no responsibilities. And I didn't understand from year 7 what would lead someone to want to take their life. What could be so bad? Began to be very thankful about my life, how blessed I was to being a loving home, a loving environment, a Christian environment. But then I began to realize that that was not everyone's reality. That was not every kid, every child's reality to grow up with two parents, to grow up in a loving home, to grow up in a safe environment. Began to realize now in year 7 that many other young people were struggling, coming from rough neighborhoods in South London, having to fend for themselves, parent-teacher meetings, and their parents wouldn't show up to the meeting. Began to realize that people are struggling, even young people, to navigate a way forward in this life. And friends, there are several points that young people, and not just young people, but all ages, face when it comes to mental health. And here are some points that I researched. Mental health can cause, here it is, number one, low self-esteem. Low self-esteem. Here's another one, feeling low when you see other people's images and lifestyles. And the rise of social media has really blown this up. Because people are now looking on Instagram, on Facebook, at other people's lifestyles. Now we're impressed with how they're living their lives. Impressed with what they're wearing. Impressed of the nice things that they are portraying on social media. And sometimes it develops almost an envy to say, I want my life to be like that. But I want to encourage you today, just because it may appear via an image that someone is living a very fruitful and blessed and happy life, sometimes if you ask that very person what's really going on in their lives, they may tell you that although it looks as if I'm happy, but deep inside I'm broken. And sometimes in this life, this modern era, we can put pictures up, put the filter up to hide away the emotions of pain. But deep inside, we're broken. Deep inside, there's a pain. Deep inside, there is a challenge that we're going through. Here's another one. Finding social media as your first and only choice of activity that's done for enjoyment. I've noticed this, that even from my childhood, because we didn't have social media, we would spend more time outside, interacting with one another. Now when I look at my young nephews, and now as soon as they come over, the first thing they ask for, what's the Wi-Fi password? Not even hello, how you doing, what's the Wi-Fi password? Young people today, they can't even be disconnected for 5 minutes without Wi-Fi now. And we have to be careful with that, because gone are the days where we used to spend time with each other, interact. And yes, at times we got up to mischief. And yes, times we did the wrong things, but at least there was some sense of working together and teamwork and learning to fend and falling down, getting up, bruises, and learning about life. Now we're just stuck behind a phone screen, a computer screen. And there's this fake facade of what communication and life is all about. Not having to face as many face-to-face conversations with your relatives and friends and feeling disconnected. Being unable to do anything without feeling you need to share it online. And church, I want to encourage you today, regardless of your age, young, old, whatever age you are, all of us can be affected by mental health. But I want to encourage the parents here today, grandparents, those who are godparents. It's so important that we spend the time to talk to our young people. It's so important that we spend time to ask questions to our young people. Do you know why? Because it may seem as if your young one is okay, but deep inside there could be a pain and a struggle that they are going through, and they are choosing to suffer in silence and not share it with you. And that to you they may look as if they're okay, but deep inside there's a void, there's a pain, they are struggling. And I want to encourage each and every one of you here today, you don't have to suffer in silence. You can speak to someone. You can speak to your parents. They love you so much. You can open up to them. You can open up to a trusted person in your life to share your struggles. Do not suffer in this life alone, because it can even take us out. The pressure can be built up so much. It's like a bottle. And once you fill up the bottle, there's only so much the bottle can take before it overflows. We've got to open up and talk to someone and share our feelings. And church, it's so important that although the media is plagued with so many different messages, and so many messages and images that are not always helpful to us, not always helpful if we want to live a life for God and to live our lives with a clear mind. Many images that are taking our attention that are harmful to us. But it's important that we recognize that God has made us. He has fearfully and wonderfully made us. In 2 Timothy chapter 1:7, it says, "For God did not give us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind." Hallelujah. And we don't have to live our lives in fear, gripped and grappled with fear, because God is with us. He desires to walk with us. So young people, parents, adults, you are not alone. God is with you. And also there are many people out here that would love to serve and journey along this life with you. A simple definition of mental health can be defined as simply this. It says mental health is about how we think, how we feel, and how we act. Just like physical health, everybody has it, and we need to take care of it. So we have to be careful with our language concerning mental health. Mental health within itself is not just for people who we think are struggling with mental health. But we all have mental health. All of us, every single one of us, have mental health, just like our physical health. But we have to take care of our mental health. And if you are struggling with mental health today, or if you know someone who is struggling with mental health, there may be thoughts in the mind that are bringing you down. There may be some fears and struggles that you are struggling to cope with, maybe at school, at work, amongst your peer groups, something that has happened in your family. So important, number one, that we talk to someone and open up about our feelings. We can't just keep it to ourselves. We've got to talk. Don't suffer in silence. Don't just say no one understands. I remember some years ago when my dad told us that he had prostate cancer. And at that time, it was really tough mentally for me. Because, you know, growing up, and I'm sure some of the men here can attest to this, we've been raised, especially, you know, you've been raised in, you know, in old school, in an old school environment. You've been raised to just, you know, when things happen in life, just brush it off and keep going. You know, just keep going. You know, whatever happens, brush it off, keep going. And I understand why our parents and grandparents taught us that. But sometimes it's not about just brushing it off and keep it going. Sometimes we have to face up to these problems, talk about them and address them. Because if not, we can bottle things up and then we can explode. And it was at that moment I began to reflect about my dad and thoughts coming into my mind. What could happen? What happens if he succumbs to this and he dies? What's going to happen to my mum? You know, what's going to happen to family? What's going to, you know, a lot of responsibility is going to be on me? And all these things were going through my mind. But even in that moment, it was so good that my dad, even whilst he was sick, could minister to me. Son, why are you worrying about this cancer diagnosis? I've taught you all your life to trust in the Lord with all your heart and to lean not to your own understanding. I've trust you to have faith, that if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, that you can speak to mountains, to those obstacles in your lives, and say, be thou removed. So now there's a problem. Now there's a test. Now is the time not to run away. Now is not the time to bottle it up. But now is the time to come to God and put your trust and your confidence in Him. Thanks be to God, he's now cancer-free. He's fine. He's okay. But for all of us, there are times when we have reports like that, loved ones who are sick, loved ones who have died. And it can really cause us to mentally go into a really dark place. But we can talk to someone. We can open up. Number two, Jesus can help us. It's okay to seek professional help. Yes, it's okay to locate external support systems, but don't run away from Jesus. And that's exactly what this man here in Mark chapter 5 was trying to do. This man who had a legion of demons that were possessing him, were controlling him in so much that no one could could really tame him. He was out of control, living amongst the tombs, hanging out in the dead places. And now this man is confronted with the Messiah, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And the demons within him were saying, "Leave us alone! Leave us alone! We don't want to come out of this man. We don't want the problem to be dealt with. We want to stay in this safe place and control this man." But Jesus rebuked the spirit within him, told it to come out. And this man was now set free from the challenges and the obstacles and the demons that were controlling his life. And in like manner, church, whatever you are facing mentally, we can come to Jesus. And just like that man in Mark chapter 5 who ran to him and saw the light coming from Jesus, there is a light that we can run to, a place of safety, that he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We have a safe place to go to, and his name is Jesus. We can go to him because he understands. We've been singing some lovely new songs, songs I've never heard before in my life. But they're so good because they have some wonderful truths attached. But you know me, I'm an old soul, and there's an old hymn that goes like this. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. Yes, there's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. Young people, I want to encourage you today that the best friend you could ever have is not the ones you follow on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter, but the best friend you can follow is Jesus. Because your platonic friends, they may let you down, but Jesus will never let you down. And the day that you hearken to his voice and follow him, you will never be put to shame. Jesus can help. But third and finally today, better days are coming. Can we say that together? Better days, yes. Better days are coming. This same man who was hanging out in the tombs, this same man who had no meaningful relationships, this same man who was suicidal, had suicidal tendency, cutting himself with stones, trying to subdue the pain, trying to get away and escape the pain. But yet still, this same man who many today in society would write off and say there's no hope for him. He's beyond the pale and the scope of hope. But yet still, the Bible lets us know, church, that this same man was now found after encountering Jesus, sitting and clothed in his right mind. Better days are coming. I believe that same man, if you were to ask him when he was hanging out in the tombs, are better days coming? He'd probably say, no, I can't see better days are coming. And that's exactly when you talk to people who are struggling mental health, they cannot see beyond their reality right now. They cannot look past the problem right now. But through Jesus, he has given us a great hope that we can see beyond our pain, we can see beyond our struggles, we can see beyond our struggles, and yes, we can see the light at the end of the tunnel. Hope of a brighter day. And in closing today, I want to encourage you, church, whatever you are facing right now, whatever you are going through, young people, whatever you are going through, parents, adults, whatever you're facing, I don't care how big the problem may be, I'm here to encourage you, because of Christ, better days are coming. And don't allow the devil, don't allow any will of this world to tell us that we will continually and perpetually be bound for all eternity. That is a lie from the enemy. But through Jesus, better days, yes, are coming. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy is coming in the morning. So as we leave in just a moment, whatever you're going back to right now, whatever the problem may be, don't leave defeated, but leave like this man in Mark chapter 5, knowing that better days are coming. Better days are coming. Another old hymn and I'm done. Something beautiful. Something good. All of my confusions, Jesus understood. All of your confusions, young people, Jesus understood. All I had to offer him was brokenness and strife. But guess what? He took all of my problems. He took all of my pain. He took all of my trials. He took all of my mental health struggles. And he did and he can make something beautiful out of my life. You may be suffering right now with mental health, but I'm here to encourage you that God can take your mental health struggle and make something beautiful out of your life. Could it be that what you are going through right now, the test that you are facing right now, is all being led towards a powerful testimony that is going to impact the lives of so many who are struggling with mental health right now? So endure the fight. Keep the faith. Don't give up. Don't quit. Reject those thoughts of taking your own life, because you have so much to live for. And yes, better days are coming, and Jesus is going to make something beautiful out of your life. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. And Lord, we know that mental health is a serious matter, and one that we all have to go through and bear. But thank you that just like you did for that man in Mark chapter 5, who at a point in his life was hopeless, a point in his life would be considered just a castaway, no hope, beyond the measure of hope, but yet still, through encountering Jesus, you made something beautiful out of his life. And now he was found clothed and sitting in his right mind. Lord, I pray for anyone here today who is struggling mentally, emotionally. Lord, I pray that they would leave today knowing that better days are coming. And not to give up, not to throw in the towel, to reject those thoughts of suicide and trying to just escape the pain using other means and drugs and all kind of things. We don't have to do that. But Father, in your word we see that for all those who love and trust you, that we can have the faith and the confidence that better days are coming. And finally, Lord, I pray that we would not suffer in silence. That Father, that we would open up. And I pray for those of whom are entrusted for to be opened up to, I pray that they, Lord, would be a safe person to be able to share those struggles with, that they would not, Lord, breach confidentiality, but they will respect and cover and pray for the person struggling. And that, Lord, we can be a safe community to surround and cover each other, because it takes a village to get through this. We're all our brothers and sisters' keeper. And when one part of the body suffers, we all suffer. And when one part rejoices, we all rejoice. So, Father, we thank you now that, Lord, you're calling us to better days. And may we all embrace that as we leave this place. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to hand back over to Danny.
If the worship team could come back up. So we'll be singing another song, and then we'll be having a little bit of a discussion because they keep saying that I can do whatever I want in these services, and so I do. And so, yeah, we'll be having a little bit of a discussion about how mental health affects us all, and how we can give that over to God. But this next song really exemplifies what Nathan was saying. In the chorus it says, "Lean hard, lean hard, lean on the everlasting arms," and that's God. And then in the bridge, it says, "You lead me beside still waters," quoting Psalms 23. "Your goodness restores my soul. I know that you'll never leave me. I know that you won't let go." Such a beautiful song. Please stand.
His grace as our burdens grow greater. He sends us more strength as our labors increase. To added afflictions, he offers more mercy. To multiply trials, he multiplies peace.
Toby up to say to give us a quick reading.
Philippians 4:6. "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, If anything excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put into practice, and the God of peace will be with you.
So with these verses, they really just stood out to me as a list of things that it says all of these things. In my version, it says, dwell on these things, think on these things. Sometimes I think with mental health struggles, sometimes when we're anxious or worried about something, when we're dwelling on that thing, that's when it becomes a real problem. And so if we could have a little quick discussion, I think in small groups, if you'd like to turn to the people next to you, say hi. And the questions are, what are the things that draw our minds away from these good thoughts, whatever is peaceful, whatever is kind? What are the things in your life that happen in your day-to-day that draw you away from these things?
What draws you away if you give those things to God? How can we really focus those things and give that
over to Him and leave it there with Him? Father God, we're so grateful for this time that we've had together to share, for all the things that you've given us to think about, for all the times in our lives where we've been struggling, or maybe we've had a moment that's a bit hard to get through. Lord, we're so grateful that you're there with us through all of it, that you are the constant in everything that we're going through, and that we can always turn to you. This last song that we're going to sing, It really covers that. We're so grateful that you're here turning lives around, that when we don't see it, you're working, Lord. In the big things and the small things, we just give them up to you. We just give those things to you. We know that you can handle them. You can handle all our worries, all of our upsets, and everything in between. Thank you, God. Amen.
We're going to sing Waymaker now. And as I said, it's
a song that really acknowledges God in everything that he does and everything that he's still doing for us. Please stand or sit as you feel comfortable to...
Walking in this place.
Thank you all so much for coming to our youth-led service. We're very excited, actually, that this is now an all-age service. It means we can do lots of fun things. I don't want to give any spoilers or anything, but lots of interaction and playing around with things would be lots of fun. So I hope you do keep coming to our afternoon services. It'll be great to see you all next month. Yes, teas and coffees are available in the lounge. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, we are. Oh.